episode 3030, Just the Way You Are.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. It's a busy one for us, but you know what? We need to make time for those we love, especially the ones we're sleeping with. Yes, that's our spouses, just the way you are. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. If you haven't heard, you want to join our community. We have a free community. Yes, I know you're thinking, what? You've heard of it, but I want you to head on over there. It's just growing. It's just launched. So be patient with us, but we've got people already in there. And so I want you to come and join. I promise you, there's no cost. Zero, zero, and zero. Yes, the big goose egg. Head on over to createyournow.mn. .co. And I look forward to seeing you there. Well, how's your weekend going so far? It is relationship builders, and we need to really think about who we love. And our families are so important to us, especially the ones that we say I do to. But unfortunately, a lot of times we literally just kind of, leave them hanging. We work hard while we're dating, but then it's like, yeah, I gotcha. So I'm done with you now. And it's not just about the chase. You know, the guys, yes, guys, I know you love the chase. And it's a great thing. You want to go after your woman. I get it. However, from the perspective of a woman, sometimes even though you're wanting still to chase, the woman's like, well, why are we still chasing when I already have you? You've already committed to me. They're like, let's move it up a notch. And so we have this big communication disturbance in our marriage. And if you could put a reader on it, you know, AI is really big right now. What if you could have AI read where you are in communicating with your spouse? I bet a lot of us would fail if such a thing existed. Because unfortunately, a lot of us just are not honest. We have so many differences that we wonder, do we have anything alike? Differences can draw us together at first when dating and create frustration after marriage. At some point, complete acceptance comes from unconditional love, just the way you are. Why do you like your spouse so much? I know you're probably thinking, you're asking me that now. We just had an argument this morning. Okay, don't think about that argument. But why do you like your spouse so much right now? And why did you like your spouse when you were dating? Because a lot of times we think, okay, what was the reason why I jumped into this, right? Why did you say I do? Was there a motive behind your dating? And you just kind of fell into it. And now you're like 25 years into it. And you're like, why am I here? What do I want to be when I grow up? Right? And then you're like, gosh, why didn't I see this coming? Now, we are not talking extreme here. We are not talking about abuse. We're not talking about emotional abuse. No form of abuse are we talking about here. We're talking about an everyday man and woman, a couple who's coming together that says, you know what? This is how I see things. And right now, you have your glasses on and you can see wonderfully. And your spouse has their glasses on and they can see wonderfully. But you look at each other and you exchange glasses and you're like, oh my gosh, what happened? This is horrible. How can you be this way? How can you fail so miserably, right? Because you're not seeing the same things. But when you switch and you put your own glasses back on, you're like, oh, wow. It's amazing, right? Because it's for you. Differences are great. But depending upon how you perceive them or accept them, it will definitely change the trajectory of your marriage. you can keep climbing that mountain. You'll have some valleys, of course, along the way, maybe a few storms, but the climb is still going to be going in an upward motion. Or if you don't accept them, what happens? You part ways. You say, I can't do this anymore. I don't even know why I fell in love with you at first. What does that come from? You know, when you think about the comment, I've fallen out of love, what does that even mean? And men say it, women say it, but it definitely is a man statement. And I can't say I found anything on the internet that says, well, men say I've fallen out of love when this, and this happens. No, but it's almost like a built-in excuse. And then the woman on the receiving end is like, what the bleepity bleep bitty bleep bitty bleep? Beep, 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 beep. You know, I can't even say the words that go through our heads. I don't speak them, but I do think them once in a while. I'm being honest with you. Because you can't get anywhere if you're not honest with yourself. And so there's, I'm sure, a few words that you've said in your lifetime regarding your spouse that you're like, seriously, what the bleep, 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 bleep. At some point, you have to make some major decisions when it comes to differences. And as great as they looked on your, at that time, who you were dating, your to-be spouse, they looked great during that time, but then you say, I do, and it's like, wow, you do not know your colors. It's like, how screwed up were you? Really screwed up. Really? Maybe not so much. But let's say you don't want to see the screw up. You really want to love your spouse because you fell in love with them. There was something there, something about that man that you're like, oh, he's kind of weird, but man, he's adorable all at the same time. Two different ends of the spectrum. Same with your wife. You're like, not only is she hot, but she's smart. And she's got a heart of gold, and she's always willing to serve. But then, yeah, sometimes she says things that just don't make sense. But for whatever reason, I've fallen in love with her. If you want to get over those humps of differences, if you want to have complete acceptance, you have to be willing to exchange and common currency. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy, exchange and common currency. And that simply means that, well, you're going to celebrate your differences in a unique manner. And you're going to have an exchange by what you give your spouse and what your spouse gives you. Because, I mean, seriously, who really wants to be married to themselves? Right? So differences, they're a positive. And if you ever did say, well, gosh, yeah, I really would like to have, you know, someone like me. I'd really like to be married to someone like me. Seriously? No, you don't. You just want multiples of you because you want someone to think like you so they can just go do what you have to do because you have so much to do. That makes sense. But when you say, oh, no, I definitely would want to marry myself. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't want to be married to yourself. Why do you think opposites attract? There's a reason for that. And we could have fun and dive into that, but that's not the purpose of this episode. The purpose here is for you to accept your spouse just the way they are. And in turn, they accept you just the way you are. And in order to do that, you have to have an exchange of uncommon currency. So what does that look like? Number one, this is so important. Support the quirks. Yep. That's probably one of the first things that attracted you to your spouse was those quirks, the things that just don't make sense, the things that you go, And then at times you're like, oh, this is so frustrating. But then you're laughing about it 3 years later. Mm-hmm. You know exactly. I know you're thinking about those instances right now. You can name them at least three, I'm sure. Oh, I can think of stories. So many stories. I don't know what it is about men. I love you, men. I do. But let me tell you, there is something about tooting, and I'm going to say it that way because it's cuter. And if there's any children listening as you're driving, it's more appropriate. Okay, so we're going to say toots, but you really know what I'm saying. And it's that four-letter word that I won't say. But there's just something about it. And when my husband toots, I know TMI, but just go here with me for a minute because you'll never forget this episode if I tell the story. When he toots, he giggles. It's like something so funny. And so we all know, if we're all sitting in the room, and I have to tell you, I'm confession here, I do not toot. Okay, I'm just telling you, I don't, not in the public setting, like not outside my bathroom. I don't do it. Okay, I really have to be hurting if that's something like that happens. I know, I told you TMI. This could lead us down a whole nother rabbit hole. So let's get back on track here. But he'll sit there and he'll just giggle. Now, when I was dating him, I was like, seriously, man, that's just like disgusting. I'm saying this in my head, okay? I'm not saying it to anybody else. It's all in my own head, not even to my girlfriends. It's to my own head, not even to my mom. Like, it's just me going, could you not control yourself? Like, seriously, I can control myself. And it wasn't like that big of a deal, but that's a little quirk. And now after five children, and now we've got the grandbaby, and now it's something that, yep, I just look at. And when he giggles, I'm like, you didn't. And he just starts laughing. And now it's a funny. Now that could have been a deal breaker maybe when we were dating. But there was still more to love of him than who cares about really the toots, right? We all do it in some form or fashion. So support the quirks. Because really, we got to start laughing more, people. I mean, sometimes we get just way bent on the wrong things. What do you get bent over when it comes to your spouse? What quirk is it that drives you crazy? But really, you're like, but if I really think about it, it is hilarious. Be careful how you judge, because you too will be judged. Number two, this is one of these that really should be written up as a plaque. It should be in every home. Forgive quicker than you accuse. Forgiveness builds the love bank account. And if you like to get some return on your investment, you first have to invest. But the problem is we're accusing more than we're investing. And what do you think happens with our marriages? They suffer. All across the globe, our marriages are suffering because we're not willing to forgive. I didn't say forget. I said forgive. That means letting go and saying, Lord, you got to take this one. It's not me. We can work this out. And so you forgive quicker than you accuse. But see, we come with accusations. And then we just throw darts at them all the time. And it's like, nope, you didn't do this and you should have done this. And why didn't you act like this? You embarrass me. How can I ever show my face there again? Now, of course, I'm making up the scenario here, whatever the scenario is. But whatever you're frustrated about, whatever you're accusing your spouse of doing, what if you stopped and thought, what if I forgave him first? What would that look like? How would that change your, number one, your feelings about your spouse, but number two, your actions towards your spouse? Support the quirks. Forgive quicker than you accuse. And finally, number three, break down the walls. You can't do life together if there are walls. So you got to break them down. Bust through them. You've got to be authentic with your spouse. Don't play games. I'm telling you, your spouses, they can see right through you. Your husband may be saying, gosh, I don't know what she's got up her butt, but man, this is just not going well. She thinks she's a gift to the world, and I don't know, this attitude just isn't cutting it. And you, as the woman, may be saying, well, you know what? This is who I am, and this is how I'm going to act. Is it a put-on? Are you playing games? Are you doing things to get attention? There's always reasons attached to our actions. And with our actions, thoughts are attached too. And with all of that, there's this hemisphere called feelings that circle it all. And when we get hung up in that hemisphere, that's when, well, it's either going to go really well or it's going to go down south. Not real good. You got to break down the walls. Be honest with each other. Don't sit here and act like a know-it-all. That's really ugly, honestly. And let me just throw this one in here. Women, your man did not say I do to you for you to mother him. Period. End of story. And that is something that us as women, and really I could probably write 4 or 5 books on this one, seriously. I'm in the middle of writing my book right now. And it's just one of those things I'm like, oh. Some of the things we do truly trip us up, and it doesn't have to. But we're caught up in our own junk. We're led by the wrong things. And so our focus is just so clouded that we don't know if we're going forwards or backwards or all the way around. You've got to be willing to stop long enough to look at your marriage, your relationship with your spouse from a 360-degree view. Because if you don't, then something will change. Good, bad, or ugly, something in your marriage will change. It will shift. And if we as women, especially if we're moms, we have this natural nurture within us. And that's a positive, okay? But when your man marries you, he does not want you to be his mother. And let me tell you, there are a lot of women out there in the world that are treating their husbands like they are talking to them as a child. They are adults. So start treating your spouse as an adult. You don't like to be talked down to, so why do you do it to your spouse? Like I said, we could be here forever on that. And a lot of times we don't know we're even doing it. More walls to break down. Support the quirks. Forgive quicker than you accuse. Break down the walls. You've got to exchange uncommon currency. Now, the world may share with you that being married is not the way to go. It actually isn't cool to be married. Maybe it's more cool just to live together. But you've got to look at your values and your morals. How do you want your family to look? But I'm telling you right now, most of what the world says isn't always a good thing. Just be aware of that. Make sure you're honest with yourself as to how you want your relationship to be with your spouse. And remember, if you come just the way you are, then you get what is seen. No surprises. Imagine a life of honesty. Truth matters in marriage. And with truth comes what? Trust. Truth that leads to trust, that leads to togetherness. My prayer for you, my friend, may your heart build trust with your spouse, making way to come just the way you are. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.